So far and wide, keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Hi, Lisa, did you see?
Oh, good morning, dear.
Good morning, did you see?
Aren't you going to give me a kiss? Mm.
Did you
One thing is for sure, you're not a sex fiend. You always used to kiss me on the lips.
Yes, but now I...
These are lips.
I think you have them on upside down.
I do? Where's the mirror?
Lisa, have you seen my gray suit?
What does it look like?
Gray? Got a little pinstripe?
And it has spaghetti sauce on the lapel?
That's the one.
It's in the washing machine.
The wash? I told you to have it dry cleaned.
Well, I didn't put any water in it, just soap powder.
Oh, Lisa, for crying out. Oh, look, leave my clothes alone after this.
Now, I'm sorry that I washed your sweater.
My good sweater? You didn't put that in the washing machine.
No, I put it in the dishwasher because it needed water, and I was dry cleaning in the washing machine.
Lisa, you're not supposed to put that sweater in any kind of machine. Didn't you see what it said on the label? Hand wash.
I washed my hands before I put it in.
If I could be sure of getting an all-male jury...
What does that mean?
It means...
Good morning, folks. Are you ready to, Oh, you had your suit dry cleaned. Came out good.
Look, Ab...
There ain't no more spaghetti spots on the lapel.
And you were complaining.
Of course I was.
Are you two going to stand there arguing? We're wasting time. We got to go.
Go where?
To Drucker's store.
What for?
Don't you know what today is? Old Mail Day.
What is that?
Well, every year about this time, Mr. Drucker cleans out his post office and finds all the old mail that's fallen down behind the counter or gotten stuck in the back of a drawer or fell through the cracks in the floor, and he gives it out to whoever it belongs to.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Didn't you ever have Old Mail Day in New York?
No, we didn't.
No wonder you moved out here to the country, to have some fun.
Ab, I don't think...
Come on. Who knows what surprises are in store for us in the Old Mail Pouch?
Howdy, folks.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Ab.
Say, we didn't miss the Old Mail Day ceremonies, did we?
No, sir. You're the first ones here. May I assist you?
Oh, thank you.
Doggone if you don't look as pretty as a chipmunk in a sack of chestnuts.
Oliver, did you hear that?
I heard it, but it doesn't make any sense.
If Will Rogers had said it, you would have applauded.
Possibly. Now, would you please close the door so that I can park the car?
If you'll get out, I'll be glad to park it for you.
Oh, thank you.
For $1.
I'll park it myself.
Over there. That'll be $2.
For what?
Parking. I've got the concession.
I'm not paying anything. This is a public street. Parking is free.
Suit yourself. You want to give me $8 now or when they tow your car away?
If anybody touches this car...
Doggone, you're as grouchy as a congressman with a desk full of grunion. You can applaud. That's one Will Rogers did say. Bye.
Oh, hi, Ralph.
Oh, howdy doody. May I be the first to wish you a happy old mail day?
Oh, thank you.
I can hardly wait to see what goodies I'm going to get. Last old mail day, I got a valentine from Richard Burton.
You got a...
It was returned. I didn't put enough postage on it.
Well, that was a lucky break for Liz.
Yeah, I might have busted him up.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have.
Hi, Mr. Douglas. Mrs. Douglas?
Oh, that's not Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, no, I guess it isn't. Who is it?
It's Ralph Monroe.
Hi, Hanky. Been up to any panky?
Good luck, Kimbo.
Franz, Mr. Drucker said he'll be out in a few minutes for the old mail day ceremony.
Ceremony?
Mr. Drucker wants to know if you got your bugle.
What's a bugle?
Don't go away.
Lisa, would you please tell Mr. Drucker...
That's a bugle.
If you do that again, Ralph, I'll...
Hi, Mr. Douglas. Happy old mail day.
Yes, hello, Mr.
Had the ceremony started yet?
No, not yet.
Well, I thought I heard somebody blow the bugle.
It's not a bugle, it's a bugle.
Does that sound like a bugle to you?
Ralph, if you don't quit... Now, what's the matter with him?
You got your car parked where he always parks his bicycle.
He parks his...
Folks, could I have your attention, please? The old mail day ceremony is about to begin. Ralph, could we have a fanfare on your bugle?
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you. Em, bring out the old mail.
Here you are.
Now, for the benefit of those who have never witnessed an old mail day ceremony, I'd like to explain just what old mail day is.
Oh, yes, I know you know what it is, but there's people here that don't.
Old mail day is a day I clean out my store and my post office and gather together all the old mail that's gone astray or been misplaced or temporarily lost. Now, up to now, the oldest letter I found has been dated 1942.
That's 26 years ago.
Yep, and I'm happy to tell you that that record has been broken. Fred, would you read the postmark on this letter addressed to you?
August 12th, 1917.
That's over 50 years ago.
Yeah, I found it behind a case of 8-button spats, which will go on sale immediately following this ceremony.
Doggone.
What is it, Mr. Ziffer?
I've been drafted.
Drafted?
Says right here that I am to report to Camp Yap Hank not later than August the 28th, and it's signed by Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, ain't he? Here's a letter for you. Found it when I drained the pickle barrel. And here's one for you, Eb.
Golly!
Oh, this is for Arnold Ziffel. I've been using it to prop up the short leg of my table.
FBI and Novelty Company. What's this? Oh, that's that fingerprint kit you sent for 3 years ago.
I don't believe this is happening. I'm going to wake up and...
Mr. Douglas, I need some legal advice. This here's a threatening letter from the WPA.
The WPA? They've been out of existence for...
Now, they say they're going to sue me unless I return their shovel. Can they do that?
How can they do that?
Oh, Mr. Douglas, here's a letter for you.
And you see you didn't want to come.
Hey, this was mailed almost a year ago.
Yeah, it fell in the flour barrel. The weevils didn't get it, did they?
Is that from your mother?
It's from my stockbroker. This is to inform you that since we did not receive an answer to our letter of January 4th, we're closing out your margin account at... Oh, I didn't receive a letter from them.
What was that date again?
January the 4th.
Oh. Here you are.
Do you know what this means? I've lost $300.
You shouldn't carry that much money around with you.
I didn't.
Don't panic. We'll help you find it.
Was it $300 all in one bill?
No, I... this so-called post office is a farce. If the mail were delivered, it wouldn't get lost. What I want to know is why it isn't delivered.
To whom?
To us.
Well, why should we get everybody's mail?
I didn't mean everybody...
Mr. Douglas, The reason a mail isn't delivered is because this is a Class 3 ND substation. The ND stands for no delivery.
Can we change that and have it delivered?
I like it like it is. Kept me out of the draft.
Yes, but...
Got me an $8 shovel.
But I lost $300.
Well, if anybody finds it, I'm sure they'll turn it in.
Mr. Douglas, I wouldn't mind delivering the mail, except I'm too busy. You see, this post office is just an accommodation for my customers.
Well, couldn't you hire somebody to deliver the mail for you?
Yeah, if we could get them to change the classification from a 3ND to a 2MTHD. Now, that stands for a post office with a mailman to help deliver.
Then why don't we have it changed? I'll write a letter to the Postmaster General.
Why don't you leave well enough alone?
Mr. Ziffel, the American farmer didn't get where he is today by leaving well enough alone. When a change was needed, he was the first to step forward and demand action. He fired the first shot at Concord. And when the wind eroded his soil in a dust bowl, he was the first to move on to greener pastures. And when the floods came, he didn't stand there in the paths of the raging waters. He swam to higher ground and started all over. The American farmer...
Oliver?
Yes, the American farmer.
Oliver.
What?
How long are you going to go on talking to yourself?
Well...
Everybody left, including the fife player. You're not really going to write that letter, are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, nobody wants the post office changed except you do.
They all want it. They're just too lazy to make the effort. Now, where did I put that?
What?
My portable typewriter.
What does it look like?
Well, it has keys and a roller where you put the paper
in. Oh, in Hungary we call that the player piano.
Well, here we call it a portable typewriter, and it's about this big, and it's in a brown case.
In the refrigerator.
What for?
To keep it cold.
Lisa, you do the silliest things.
I don't have one of you temper tantrums.
A temper tantrum.
You know, for somebody who was born in this country, you don't speak the language very well.
Thank you. Now, don't ever do... What the... Happy birthday, Carl Funkweiler?
Isn't that pretty?
Who is Carl Funkweiler?
I don't know. He ordered the cake, and then it didn't show up, so the bakery put it on sale. And I bought it for $2 with a dozen paper plates included.
Well, what did you put it in my typewriter case for?
Oh, is that what it is? In Hungary, we call this a cake box.
Look, I don't care what you call it in Hungary. What did you do with my piano part, the typewriter?
I lent that to Ab.
Lent what to me?
My portable typewriter.
What did it look like?
It had keys and a roller. You put the paper in.
Oh, you mean a player piano. Where did you leave it?
It was right in here.
You keep your player piano in a cake box?
Eb,
it's Carl Funkweiler's birthday. We giving him a party?
No. His party was canceled. That's why I got the cake for...
Eb, where's my typewriter?
Let's see. Oh, I remember. I used it to write a letter to my girlfriend.
Get it for me.
I can't.
Why not?
I sent it to her so she could write me an answer.
Eb! Look, forget it. I'll write the letter in longhand.
What letter?
He's writing to the post general master.
The general postmaster. The general master poster.
For a fella who was born here, you sure have a lot of trouble with the language.
That's what I said.
Look, I don't care what you said.
He's gonna have a temper tantrum.
No!
Just for that, you don't get any Carl Funkweiler cake. Would you like to have a piece, Ab?
Please.
Postmaster General, Washington, D.C.
That's right.
Are you sure you want to send this?
Positive.
Remember the last time you wrote a complaining letter?
To whom?
Take your pick. They were all disasters.
Oh, that's not...
Took us 2 weeks to get our lights back on when you wrote to the electric company.
Well, that was...
We didn't get any water for a month after you wrote to the water company.
Yes, well...
And there was a school bus fiasco, and a condemned bridge fiasco, and a... Well, you name it, it was a fiasco.
Believe me, nothing is going to happen this time.
Why don't you just sleep on it?
No, will you just mail that letter, please? Airmail.
Yes, sir. Airmail.
Oliver, what's that?
That's a dirigible.
What do they use them for?
Probably to carry the airmail from Hooterville. It's been 3 weeks since I sent that letter to Washington.
Oh, well, maybe you'll get an answer next Old Mail Day.
I'm not going to wait till Old Mail Day.
Mr. Douglas, the telephone's ringing.
Well, answer it.
It's for you.
How do you know?
It's your type of ring. Mine is sweeter.
Will you just answer it?
It's Mr. Drucker. He wants to see you.
How do you know without answering it?
Well, I stopped by his store an hour ago, and he told me to tell you he wanted to see you, and if you didn't show up in an hour, he'd call because he'd know I'd forgotten to give you the message, which I did.
Have you any idea what he wanted to see me about?
I'll tell you what I wanted to see you about. I got an answer to that letter you wrote to Washington.
Uh-huh.
They changed my classification. This post office is now authorized to deliver mail. We're a full-fledged Class 2BD-BB.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, you know what 2PD stands for?
No.
Postmaster Delivers.
What?
This post office don't gross enough to warrant hiring somebody else to do the delivering.
Oh, well...
If I was a younger man, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Oh, now, Mr. Drucker...
I haven't got time to discuss it. I gotta go practice peddling.
Peddling?
That's what the dash BB stands for. Postmaster Delivers by Bicycle.
Something I've always dreamed about, having my own farm and my own mailbox by the side of the road.
To think, I've wasted my dreams on such dull stuff as Sophia Loren.
Eb, stop shaking the box.
My hand always trembles when I think of Sophia. Hey, how about putting her name on here instead of yours? I bet we'd get a lot more interesting mail.
Eb, just finished the...
I have. How are you doing, Mr. Douglas?
Fine.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
You made a mistake.
Where?
There's no O in Douglas.
There most certainly is.
There ain't on my side.
How could you make a mistake like that? You must have seen my name 100 times.
Never on a mailbox.
Oliver, did Mr. Drucker bring the mail yet?
No, not yet.
No? Oh, who painted that?
I did.
Well, why did you put the O in Douglas?
Because there is an O in Douglas.
Not on my side.
Eb, look.
Oh, here comes our first delivery.
Howdy.
Hello, Mr. Drucker.
Hi, Eb. Hello, Mrs. Douglas.
How do you do, Mr. Drucker?
If I had any strength left, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Now, see
I've here. Pedaled this thing 62 miles today.
Wow.
My back hurts, my legs hurt. There ain't nothing that don't hurt.
Well, you know who you can blame for that.
Yeah, I know.
Have you got any mail for us?
Yeah, these letters are for Douglas with an O. Maybe there'll be something for you tomorrow.
Wait a second here. Oh... Eb, will you correct that?
Do you think Mr. Drucker will stop by today?
He'd better.
He was pretty angry with you, making you put an O in your name.
Lisa, there is an O in...
Oh, hello, Mr. Drucker.
Hello. You noticed the name on the box?
Yeah.
Is that acceptable to you?
Oh, fine.
And may I have my mail?
Yeah, here. Oh, what time is it?
It's 4:10.
Oh, sorry.
What are you...
The regulations. Class 2PD-BB post office only delivers mail between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4 p.m.
That's the most...
Better luck tomorrow.
Oliver, where are you going?
I'm going into Drucker's to pick up the mail. I'm sick of this nonsense. For 5 days, he's found excuses not to deliver the mail. It was too late. The name wasn't spelled right. The box wasn't the right height.
Well, it's all your own fault. Every time you write a letter, it's another fiesta.
No, not a fiesta, a fiasco. I'll see you later.
Oh, darling, while you're at Drucker's, would you pick up a few pieces of groceries? We don't have anything in the house except a stale piece of Karl Funkwaller's cake.
Okay.
Oh, and another thing. Haven't you forgotten something?
What?
To kiss me goodbye. Where did you learn to kiss this way?
From my sister. Good morning.
Anyone want to say good morning to the Fink?
Fink?
Well, what would you call somebody that brings starvation and suffering to the valley?
Who's starving?
We are. Well, we're not starving. We just haven't had anything to eat for a week, and, yes, I guess we are starving.
And you had to write the post office department to get the mail delivered.
What's wrong with that?
Sam's so busy delivering it from 8 to 4 and liniminting his legs from 4 to 10, he hasn't got time to open up the store. We can't buy any food.
Why don't you go up to Pixley and shop?
Leave it to him to make a stupid suggestion like that.
What's so stupid about shopping in Pixley?
They won't give us no credit. You gotta pay cash for everything.
Well, then pay cash.
There ain't been no cash in this valley since 1927.
Well, at least you're getting your mail delivered.
What good does that do? We're too weak to open it.
But I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to turn out this way.
What way?
Well, instead of having all this talking, let's get some action. Haney, go see if the tar's boiling yet.
Yes, sir.
What tar?
Will you hold still?
What are you doing?
Measuring you. I'd say about 5 pounds of feathers ought to cover him.
Now, look here.
If the store was open, we were going to buy a rope. Well, we weren't going to buy it. We were going to put it on credit.
Oh, for the love of... Look, if you don't want the mail delivered, I'll write to the Postmaster General and have him change the post office back to its former status.
Well, you better. Tell him there's 28 families in this valley that'd rather eat than have the mail delivered.
What you're doing?
I'm chopping and humming.
It's nice to see a man that's happy with his work.
Yeah, I sure am.
Will you stop that?
The chopping or the humming?
Both.
Well, you won't be needing this mailbox anymore. I got an answer to your letter from the Postmaster General. This is my last delivery.
Well, I guess everybody's pretty happy about that.
And no, they aren't. Now folks got to go all the way to Pixley to get their mail.
Pixley?
Thanks to your letter, they closed down my post office.
Well, you've done it again. Another fiasco.
A fiesta. A fiasco. Why did they close the post office?
Well, it seems you mentioned in your letter that there are 28 families in Hooterville using the post office.
That's right.
Well, Section 212 of the Postal Code clearly states that any community with less than 32 families ain't entitled to a post office. So folks have to go to the nearest 32-family town, which in this case happens to be Pixley.
They can't get away with this. I'll write them another letter.
Where are you going to mail the letter?
Pixley.
Oh, say, while you're there, would you do me a favor? Would you go into the wholesale house and tell them to send me another 50 pounds of tar and 6 bags of feathers? I've had a big run on them this morning. Bye.
What does everybody want tar for?
They're just trying to frighten me. Every time something happens, they threaten to tar and feather me.
Oh, they did that to my uncle. They put tar and feathers on him, and my aunt saw him and fell in love with him.
What?
She was a nearsighted robin.
Filmways presentation, darling.